So just, we're going to do a little bit of loving kindness practice, but I just wanted to offer a small framing for it. You know, as you can see, that we do mostly try to offer a kind of very integrated style of meditation practice between what you could think of as the kind of two wings of this path, which are the kind of wisdom and love, or wisdom and compassion. And there's a reason we do that. And there's also a reason why certain aspects of it are emphasized more than others, or at different times, they're separated out, so that we can really start to see like the relationship between insight wisdom, which comes from this Vipassana practice, that pure mindfulness of observing the nature of things, right? Observing their changing nature, the undependable nature, the non-selfness of things. And also the heart's capacity to care about all beings unconditionally, ourselves and others. And so these two sort of phenomena are related, but can also be distinguished at times. And there's a value to, you know, approaching it in both ways. This approaching it in separate ways can really help us just really distinguish the difference between the many kinds of caring that are available to us. So for example, when we're doing a practice that is intended to sort of connect with, tune into, or even generate a sense of kindness, a lot of what's going to come up is either not kindness or versions of kindness that might be a big part of how we experience kindness, but not necessarily unconditional, right? So the kind of affection we can have for things if they act a certain way, right? Or if we expect that they'll be there forever, or what have you. Versus the you know, the truly unconditional acceptance of the worthiness of ourselves or others, irregardless of behavior. Our worthiness for being cared for. So the practice of just trying to tune into loving kindness or compassion or sympathetic joy will often be a process of real investigation. It's like, do we actually even really know what just love feels like? Just the clean caring that's possible. So it's worth sometimes giving ourselves a little bit of leeway around that, because it's hard. You know, it's hard for 45 minutes to follow your breath. It's hard for 45 minutes to keep trying to connect to kindness, you know. And just be willing to not know what it feels like, you know, or to let go of our assumptions of what love feels like, or what this kind of practice is supposed to feel like, right? It might not be the sort of gushing honey out of the heart, you know, for an hour. It might be much subtler. You know, the sort of our ability to have a kind of tenderness toward might be not as obvious, but there. So you start to sensitize to it. The other thing I'll just offer is in the wisdom practice, when we look at things just as they are, a lot of what we start to see is the instability of life, right? This constantly changing nature of anything you look at is always moving. So whether it's thoughts or the body, another person, right? There's this like birth, life, and death of everything at every moment. That can be hard, right? That's in that is what's hard about life. And so the loving kindness practice, the heart-centered practices, are a lot of what enable us to be able to do that other work, right? Enable us to be able to be with things as they are and still feel kindness toward ourselves for how hard it can be, kindness for ourselves for how beautiful it can be, that full range. But that we need that ability to care as a kind of bolster to bear witness to the truth of things too. So there's a lot of ways to practice loving kindness. I'm sure many of you have many different experiences with it. The basic emphasis I think that we make is starting with the easiest thing we can, and pretty much staying with the easiest thing we can for as many years as that feels doable, and not worrying too much about starting to feel kindness for all of our enemies or all the people that we have like a really hard time with. Trusting that by really developing and purifying the kindness toward the things that are easiest, that it naturally moves out in circles to include all beings. It doesn't mean it isn't helpful or interesting at times to sort of test the edges. But you don't want to get into like a spiral of how unable we are to build kindness for, you know, those it might be hard to feel kind for. So, especially if it's ourselves, and many times it is. So you just trust that wherever you can feel that connection, whether it's a person or an animal or a place that has felt safe, just building it there, over time actually does, you know, the kindness is still being felt by us in our hearts, right? And it actually is permeating this experience. So it's happening. You just, the process isn't always the way we expect it or want it to go. So what we'll do today is one version. There's many, and it's always good to just explore different kinds, you know, see what works for us. So coming into your seated posture, and particularly for these kinds of practices, it's really emphasized to find a position that feels pretty comfortable. As we're trying to generate this friendliness of heart, you want to just be careful about the relationship to the body, of course. And just as in our normal sitting practice, it can be helpful to just tune into receiving the various sense experiences. You can do that same thing. Noticing this receiving of seeing. The physical sensations. And sound. Perhaps really just noticing if there is any quality of gratitude. In this receptivity. Appreciation. Even subtle. Or just the wonder of the sense experience. Perhaps noticing whatever mental qualities are present. And receiving those with any kindness that's available. Just acknowledging how hard the mind works. Try to protect us and make us happy. How tired and frayed it can get. And similarly, the body. So strong and so fragile. Any sense of appreciation that might be there. And you can start to just bring in the attention to the space in front of you. There may be a being there, there may be many beings there in front of you. If there's someone there, just starting to tune into any quality of kindness that might arise, whether or not we know this person, just any gentle sense of appreciation and understanding. And even if there's no one directly in front of you, just know that you're facing south. That beyond this room, there are others in this building working. Beyond the walls of this building, there are all kinds of beings. In the lawn and in the woods. If it helps to imagine any of them, you can do that. The sense of chipmunks and squirrels. Deer and mice. And as you imagine these beings, just noticing if there is any softness in the heart that arises. Doesn't have to be a lot, just checking in. Beyond the forest, there's a town. With people living their lives. And on, there's cities and hills. Rivers, oceans, if it feels like a connection to the beings we might imagine in these southerly directions helps us keep connected, then we can do that. Or we can bring in a simple phrase. May all beings to the south be safe and protected from harm. Just noticing if you repeat that phrase in your mind. If there's any softening that might happen. May all beings to the south abide in happiness. May all beings to the south be healthy and strong. May all beings to the south know the deepest peace. And just tuning into the heart for a moment and seeing if there's any sense of kindness moving in that direction. And then bringing the attention to the southwest. Holding the beings in the southwest in the same way. Appreciating their worthiness in our hearts. May all beings to the southwest be safe. May all beings to the southwest abide in happiness. May all beings to the southwest be healthy and strong. May all beings to the southwest know peace. Feeling into the heart, bringing the attention to the west. May all beings to the west be safe. May all beings to the west be happy. May all beings to the west be healthy. May all beings to the west know peace. And moving through all of the directions around us at your own pace. not needing to conjure anything huge, but just inclining the mind toward caring. To all beings in the Northwest, North, Northeast, East, Southeast, above us in the sky, below us in the earth, may we ourselves be safe, happy, healthy, peaceful. And may all beings everywhere moving through all the directions, including ourselves and all beings, we gently create a field of metta around us in the world.